And then just put your name and your URL.
Have concussions in the NFL been a big problem? The number of concussions in the NFL has gone down by more than 60 people in recent years and planned on keep going down in numbers. Paul Telegru said, there is no increase in concussions. The number is relatively small. I believe the NFL is not too dangerous because of all the rules, safety equipment, and that all the players have to protect them from harm. The players also have extra help on the sideline to help prevent muscle injuries, such as different doctors to help the players. The league planned to reduce concussions, focus on by wearing better performing helmets and interacting key rules changes to the rules. Having better equipment and making rules that break down on what can protect the players. So far, the league has reduced the number of concussions by more than 13% since the preseason. The number of concussions is still going down by the people that are trying to make it better for players. They have came up with the field rules such as must sit out games after sustaining concussions, making mouth guards mandatory, and require more equipment. They can also prevent from sustaining long-term injuries such as brain damage, loss of memory, and bipolar disorder. Some people say that repeated football headshots can lead to long-term damage. Finally, I believe the NFL is not too dangerous because of the rules and technology and all the people that help out the players so that they can be safe playing the game they love. I think they are going to do everything they can so the players can keep playing the sport that they enjoy doing, so people can enjoy watching the game without worrying about anyone getting hurt.